Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Well.
Okay.
You know what's
happening? Have we started?
All right. You know what's happening?
Have we kicked this off? Will.
I'm here. I'm ready to
speak. Yeah, we're
speak.
Good to go.
Okay, good to go. Sir, mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
All right, sorry.
So, no, I don't trust
headphones
you.
Headphones on?
Headphones on.
Headphones on. Okay, off. Oh, your headphones are on. Okay.
Shut.
I think we're ready to go. Hold
Shut
on.
Shut up.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, don't, Jack.
Yeah, please, proceed.
Well, I've got some special
news. I'm getting some feedback.
Shut your
in the
mouth. I've got some special news.
You're pregnant.
No, I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
I'm not pregnant, Jack.
Okay.
I, Louisa Claire Daldin, am going for a run with the one and only Ned Brockman.
Okay.
Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., Daddy's taking Mummy for a run.
Now, I'd love some clarification, just for me and the bedwetters, as to in this particular context and situation, who Daddy is, number one.
Yep.
Secondly, Louisa, I'd really love some clarification on who Mummy is.
So, I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
As a podcaster and a storyteller, I should be well aware that I need to elaborate on these things.
Got to clear it up.
So, Ned's Daddy, by the way. And I'm Mummy.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're doing a nice, we're going to meet at, let's say we meet at 4:50 a.m. We'll limber up.
Yep.
We'll do a few stretches on my letterbox.
That is one of the great euphemisms of all time.
I mean,
sorry?
Like, you know when you put your legs up like that and you stretch your behind of your legs?
You just cannot.
You know you stretch your quads and your hammies?
It is wild to me how many of those you accidentally do.
C'est la vie.
Yeah.
Cousy.
Yeah, so.
Whatever.
All right, so Ned's going to spread them on the letterbox. Yep.
Excuse me, Jack, you can't make jokes like
that.
No,
that's what
now.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Think of 10-day date listening to that. And you're talking about limbering up in another way. That you're sick.
I was talking about Ned.
Yeah, I know.
Not you.
Oh, right. No.
Now we know what you're
thinking
about.
No.
Oh, sorry, 10-day date. Jeez.
So,
might as well call him Ned Cockman.
You're sexualizing Ned
Brockman.
You're
sick, Daldin.
You've just got to stop,
all
okay?
Right, fair.
So we're going to meet up. We'll meet, say, 4:50, just a bit of a chat, you know, we'll have a laugh, get me ready, feeling
4:50 in the morning?
Yeah.
So you will have been up for an hour?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'll wake up early, I'll meditate before, I'll probably have a sauna before.
Okay, yep.
You know, get myself really in the zone. Yep, I might have some toast, maybe.
Where will your sauna? Need to be somewhere close, won't it?
Yeah.
Shit, you'll need some sauna close so you've
I
got the time.
I think there's some saunas open at 4:30 in the morning.
Whereabouts, you reckon?
I know there's one in Rose Bay.
Oh, that new joint that's just opened up, the Dalden Garage. Louisa Dalton's garage.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I'll probably have a sauna in there.
Nice, like, mate. Apparently it's a good spot.
Yeah, it's an alright spot.
There's a real creepy cunt in there though. His name's Alfonso.
Yes.
Very handsy.
Yeah. He's big as well.
Excuse me.
You would call the Fonz big. Where am I talking about my car?
Where it counts. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Correct.
Sorry. We've digressed.
We digress.
Yeah, so and then we're going to do a nice 5K loop. So my game plan is, I was texting him yesterday, I'll actually read you out how inspirational he is. So my game plan is I'll go for a run tomorrow morning and then maybe a small, just flush the legs out Sunday arvo, so that for Tuesday morning I'm not sore, I'm ready to rock and roll.
That feels right.
And so I said to him, I ran 10Ks once and then I threw up. And he goes, okay, so we've got 15 in us. And I said, we run till I throw up. And then he goes, imagine this. Imagine how your day would be. Like, imagine rocking up to the pod and you've banged out 15 of the finest KMs you've ever seen. Better than any other human for a whole 24 hours. And I said, God, you're inspirational. Maybe we run to the podcast. And he goes, now you're onto something. And you know what I thought? I thought I'd do this 5K run with him. Perhaps he enjoys it with me. Perhaps I'm good company on the run.
Yeah.
He might like it.
Yeah, it's, we're reaching.
We get Ned to train me a bit. And then Mummy gets really good at running.
Okay.
From Daddy's training.
Yep.
And then one Tuesday morning before we record the podcast, I've run from Rose Bay with Brockman to the pod.
Yeah.
I'd say that's 17Ks.
Fuck, I don't know how far it is, but you'd be close. But can I just say something as well?
Yep.
I've seen you get what you would call a lackluster sleep. So maybe you didn't get all 10 hours that you used to. And you've come in here Lulu, barely functional.
Lulu sleepy.
So after a 17K run, bud, don't know how good you're going to be on the old pony.
Hey, champion, the adrenaline kicks in. It's like
the adrenaline's over once the run's over.
It's like that time that I threw the cold milk on him.
Yeah. We've heard the yarn.
So, you know, the adrenaline kicks in. I saved his life, which is when I get to the podcast after my 17K run with Brockman, I'll be the exact same.
Speaking of Brockman texts,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to read you a text from Ned.
Yep.
So I was just wondering how he's been post-Christy New Year's. Said, how you been, Brass? Have a good New Year's and all that shit? And he just wrote back in all caps, fire up, cunt.
He's honestly the most inspirational person.
Just.
Like nothing would, he would never, I don't reckon he'd ever have head noise.
Maybe he runs it out.
Well, that'll be me soon. Willie, can I get a Google on, do Sonoma Rose Bay to here?
Sonoma, Alexandria.
Yeah.
Look at that.
See how far that is.
Couple of Sonomas.
I'm going.
Don't laugh at that, mate. It's inappropriate.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It's a decent brand.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's fucking disgraceful.
I'm disgusted in myself. In the wise words of Aristotle, I am absolutely appalled at this myriad of words I've said.
12 kilometres.
Mummy can do that.
That's doable.
Mummy can do 12. With daddy's help.
With daddy's help, though.
Yeah.
Ned's daddy, by the way.
We need to ask Ned if he'll be on board. Should we call him?
That's correct.
He'll probably be running.
There's a high chance.
No, actually, it's fucking 10 to 9.
He's asleep. He's gone to bed.
He's been up this since 3
night,
running.
This is his night time.
Yeah.
Has he been up since 3?
Probably.
Fucking wouldn't surprise me. So wait, so when are you actually doing this?
Tuesday we're doing our first run.
What day is it today? Friday. So then Tuesday. So are you going to go for a run when?
Before the podcast on Tuesday. So Mummy might be tired.
No, but to practice for your Brockman.
Today. Tomorrow.
Today.
Okay. Guys, we're recording on Thursday.
No, we're not. This is live.
Ah, man. No.
What you're seeing right now and hearing right now is happening right now, man.
So I'll go for a run Friday. Today.
Gotcha.
Mummy's going running today.
Go for your run Friday. Go for
flush
your run
the legs out.
Sunday. And then do the Ned Brockman
and then nothing till Tuesday.
Yeah, gotcha. How do you run at all?
Well, I've run 10Ks once, but I threw up. And then I can do like a 3 to 4, like okay, slow. Mm. When I was running for a bit, remember last year before I went to Europe?
Yeah. When you had that six-month holiday. Yeah, I do remember.
You remember that?
I remember. Yeah. You were gone for like half the year.
It was seven weeks.
Correct. But last year, genuinely, you had 6 months of it off.
We did our calculations.
We did maths. Lou works 6 months of the year.
Get fucked. Get absolutely fucked.
It's factually accurate.
I had probably 3 months off in total.
Madness.
What's a three-month holiday?
Madness.
I worked the entire time I was in Europe. I had to do the podcast.
Shut your fuck.
I did the podcast with a plate of sausages, remember?
Mate,
drunk.
Worked.
This is our job.
I know.
We entertain. Are you not entertained?
See, she'll get loud when she's trying to change the subject of having 6 months of the year off.
I did not have 6 months off.
I think we've just really worked hard.
You've got to
hard.
Reward yourself.
You've worked really hard.
Jack, you're flat out. You deserve 6 weeks in Europe. I told you I'm only going 4 weeks this year.
Sometimes I get the guilt. I get the guilt about our life.
What, you sauna ice bathing for 4 hours a day? Yeah, I would too if that's all I did, champion.
Factually inaccurate.
But sorry, 3 hours.
Got to keep Steph into this shit somehow.
Sorry.
It's certainly not up here.
Sorry, let me...
This isn't getting her going.
Let me go...
This needs to be in check because the facial region...
An hour and a half sauna ice bath, 1 hour of boxing, and then maybe Daddy will do some weights for another hour. So... 4 hours of the day, Daddy's flat out at the gym.
Well, to be fair, if I was doing 4 hours a day at the gym and this was the result, I'd give up the gym. But I...
Sorry, we've got to we've also got to add in at least 3 hours of, you know...
Lego. aggressive masturbation.
That and, you know, Fortnite.
Fortnite, don't play fucking Fortnite. But sometimes I get the guilt because... Sometimes I feel like I just need to be doing more.
Well, then do it.
No, but like...
You don't even check your phone.
Oh, be good.
There'll be an important WhatsApp message in our business group chat.
No, but sometimes...
And Jarch will reply a solid 3 working business days later. Or my personal favourite, my memory actually, when I posted a funny video from one of the bedwetters on a Saturday and Jarch posted it on the Tuesday.
I went back through the thing and I was like, this is fucking great. And I just posted it. And Lou goes, yeah, posted that Saturday, champion. I'm like, fuck. Fuck's sake. You'd be proud of me, though.
Well, you turn notifications off.
No, what I'm saying is I think I just need to go back to the bush more and like get, and fucking work.
Mate, you can still be productive in the city.
I know, but I get this fear. No, but like I need to do physical shit.
You want to... Rouse some sheep and shit. I need to do that too sometimes.
Hey, if anyone wants me to come and work on their farm with them for
a
few days, and that'd be great.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hit us up in the day. Let's get me and Lou out to do some fucking serious work.
Yep, we'll come for a couple of days.
And we'll grog too though.
Yeah,
so it's not just all. Don't we need message to play
if
as well.
If don't you, message if you're doing hard 75.
If we're sober out, we need to be drinking two at night.
Yeah. But we're sober when we're dealing with the sheep and the
Yeah, no. We'll be working sober, but we
fences,
will be up.
All that.
All the good stuff.
Yep.
Now, you'll be proud of me. Look what Daddy's done. I'm Daddy, by the way. Look at my WhatsApp.
You've turned the notifications on?
No, I've got rid of all... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... I've got 10 WhatsApp groups now and that's it.
Have you removed yourself from all the others?
I just fucked them all off.
Just deleted them.
You've got something on your
nose. Have I actually?
You've got some snot on your nose. Oh, shit. She's got snot. Yeah, yeah, buddy, you've got some snot there.
I felt it in my nose.
Yeah, it came out as well.
I'm going to zoom in on that.
And guess what we're not doing?
Cut that, Willie.
We're not. Guess what we're not doing, kid, is cutting that.
This reminds me of...
Snotty Lou, she snots up all the time. Dropping snot, especially when I do my rhymes. Please blow your nose, little Snotty Lou. All the fucking mucus in the world, it's Snotty Lou. You snotty, stinky fuck.
Excuse me. You know, last night, 10-day date, and I were literally talking about how on our first date, remember I just had that giant bogey?
Yeah, and he had to, you're a snotty Lou.
I prefer to be Snotty Lou than Stinky Lou.
You're a healthy mixture of both.
But I'm not a stinky girl. Willie's in the corner. Well. All the bedwetters are commenting now, being like, how does TDD put up with Stinky Lou's stench? Right.
Great. Perfect.
My poor boyfriend.
Well, if there's a song you want to make about me, you know what it would be? Being with the snotty, the stinky. We're going with the alliteration here. The S's. Sweaty Jarch.
Well, I had a bedwetter.
Because I'm a sweaty cunt.
Literally.
I sweat like there's no tomorrow.
I had a bedwetter literally send me an entire Stinky Jack song.
No way.
Yep. Should I read it out to you?
Well, try and give it a tune.
Well, no, I won't try that.
For a woman who has been a self-proclaimed Celine Dion, you're awful scared to sing.
Okay, fine. I'll try it.
Now we're cooking.
This is from Katie Caman. Come on,
Katie.
Okay. Oh, there once was a lad, Stinky Jack was his name. He walked through the town, bringing tears to the same. His scent was so potent, it cleared out the room. Poor Jackie was shrouded in an odour of doom. Stinky Jack, oh, Stinky Jack, with your fragrance there's no turning back. The flowers were wilt and the birds all take flight on Stinky Jack. You're a comic delight. He tried all the sprays, the perfumes, the lotions, but the stench just returned with ferocious devotions. He laughed and he'd shrug for what he could do. Stinky Jack knew his scent was unique. Was his unique hue. The town held a contest. The stinkiest soul, but poor Stinky Jack, he reached for the goal. He won with such honour. The prize he did claim, a trophy of onions, his odour hall of fame.
That was good stuff. Is that Katie that sent that in?
Well done, Katie.
Fuck, that's good. That's powerful stuff, Katie.
Oh, that's
if cool. Only you had...
You're a good kid.
Hey, kid, you're a hell of a kid. Kid. Now, if only you had... Katie, fucking someone to properly bring that to life.
That wasn't bad.
Wasn't great. Wasn't bad. That was brilliantly written.
Phenomenal. Katie's a lyrical genius, just much like Pitbull. We at the hotel, Motel Holiday Inn. How do you think you come up with that? Pure geniocracy.
Yeah. Yep. Okie dokie. All right. You and Pitbull, similar elk. Yeah, man. It's just like, I just came up with that with my pure geniosity. Did you say? How'd you come up with Motel Holiday Inn, Mr. Pitt? Yo, man. Basically, it was just like my geniosity, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you trying to say genius or generosity, Pitbull?
He's a mixture of two.
I don't know, man. Roof.
It's a mixture of two. He's generous and he's a genius.
He's a generous. He'd be a generous lover, Pitbull.
Yes, he would, wouldn't he?
You know?
He would make love.
He'd make pure love.
Yeah. There'd be
no fucking.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he. There. Pitbull, look. Look, let me just say something that's highbrow.
No,
it won't and it's be. And I think it's factually accurate.
We need to lift this podcast up a bit, Jack.
Let me lift it up for you. Pitbull looks like a man that loves going downtown.
Oh my God, Jack!
Like a bulldog eating custard. And I want to keep this.
We're not having this.
I just think about it.
Willie,
any man,
cut I've
always,
it.
You know, I've always
beat
said
the custard.
No,
part.
Not
that's
a chance.
Disgusting.
Not a chance. You ever seen a bulldog eat custard?
Yeah, I just had a snot bubble from that. I just had a snot bubble.
Snotty loose back.
I had a snot bubble.
Snotty loose back. But he, sorry.
Willie, agree with me here. That's too far.
Are you serious?
He was pretty rogue, but.
With what we've done, that's never too far. But let me tell you something.
I'm just imagining.
This is my theory. I'm
imagining Corgi, poor Toby, deep in custard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Pitbull.
Jack.
Generous.
Our parents listen to this.
It's not my fucking fault they listen.
If Toby's in heaven, he might be doing that right now.
Oh, will he?
Correct.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
To a fresh little dead female corgi. Someone called Tanya. Toby and Tanya up there. Now listen up. I got a theory off the back of this.
Could people, I actually have some tissues?
She's snotting it up. Okay. She's like a child. She's a child, snotty little child.
Can you actually come blow my nose, Willie? Come on, Jarch, you blow it for me.
Come on. No.
Come on, nose back, okay. Please. And one big blow. Go. There she goes.
God.
That was actually really gross.
That was.
There you go, mate.
Yeah. Sorry, Will. I just hit 120,000 followers. I don't blow my nose.
Will he come back? You're not done. You're not done here.
Okay. Well, get the fuck on.
For you.
Get the fuck on with that.
It's from Tanya and Toby. You must take it. $100 to touch it.
Eat it like custard, Josh.
Yep.
Give me $100.
I'll transfer you. Right.
No.
Jack just put it in his mouth. Don't throw my own snot at Snotty Lou.
Sorry, Snotty Lou.
Oh, well, that's the podcast name. Fucking hell.
So, yeah, correct.
Jesus.
Now, let's get back into my theory.
Sorry.
Pitbull has one of those little things, those little, like, Shannon Knoll tufts.
The clip ticklers.
Didn't he?
Isn't it called a clip tickler?
Yeah.
No, Pitbull's just full bald.
Did he not have one of them little things? Will he?
He's
We're talking soul patch, right?
Yeah, the soul patch. Pitbull ever have that?
Rocks being... Whoa, you can see
bald.
My undies. Sorry.
Yeah, he does. He does rock band bald.
He rocks. You know, some people are quite self-conscious about being bald. Mm. The Pit ain't self-conscious about being bald.
I would argue Pit would look weird with hair.
Yes, he would.
He'd look dead odd. Imagine him with an afro.
Yeah, just some dreads. Can we AI that? Can you owl that
we'll
for
owl
us,
that.
William?
We'll owl that. But this is...
He most definitely had the
soul patch.
Featuring the goatee at the bottom.
So, dude... This leads in the... Yes.
Oh, yeah, go, Pat.
Tell me that's not a man that doesn't love going down on women.
Stop saying that.
No. Dude, it's natural. This is... Sex
know,
is natural and it's fun and it's fine and we can talk about it.
It's the reason it's called a tickler.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
but you just refer to it as the dog and... Come on.
Yeah, but this is...
Come on.
I'm just saying with such ferocity. But this is my theory. People with those... People with goatees. Middle-aged white men with goatees, such as Pitbull, I've always had a theory. I feel like they just love going down on women.
literally just thought of this.
No.
Never
dude,
thought it.
I swear on our friendship, I've thought that since I was like 18. I'd see like a truck driver get out of a truck, big like fat fella with big old goatee, and I just look at him. I go, he'd love to go down on a woman. And then you talk to them and they're just like, and they'd be like, oh, here we go, that thing over there. And you're like, yeah, he'd love it.
Yuck.
That's my theory. Tell me my theory. Willie, could you get where I'm coming from here?
Yeah, I definitely do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when Burmo has his goatee, I'm like, yeah, you're giving vibes. Anyway. That's just my theory. Theories.
Okay, well. Yep.
That's what they're there to be either proven or disproven.
It's an all right theory, kid.
I'd love the bedwetters to let us know your thoughts on that theory.
Yep, it's all right, kid.
If you are a middle-aged man with a goatee, let me know.
Now the DM's just going to be like, hey, Judge, I love going down.
Correct. Yeah, I love going downtown and not the main street to
Walker.
Go shopping, to get groceries.
To get your local toilet paper.
You got snot on your nose again.
Well, I'm not using snot, I'm using Kleenex.
You've got snot on your nose.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
No.
Self-conscious. See, we gotta buy the balls. We gotta buy the balls, kid. You're a hell of a snotty kid. Snotty Lou.
Don't snotty Lou. Snotty
you get
Lou.
The tune wrong every time. You do the spider pig tune.
Oh. They're similar.
No. If you need someone who can be a helping man.
They are very similar.
Run the bell and ring the bell, you'll understand.
They're similar.
No, it's Snotty
Lou. Here comes Snotty Lou.
Yeah. Anyway, we've covered a fair bit of ground just
like
in terms of
jumped around.
Highbrow, good yarn sort of stuff.
I got one more story for you and then we'll jump onto Lulu Goes Surfing.
Spin it.
Hey, get on my soft top and we'll catch those Bondi waves together.
Okay, I'm going home.
Well, you're not, because Alfonso drove you here.
That is so true.
So you're stuck until I'm leaving, kid.
Oh yeah, V-dubs in the shop. That's only gonna cost me thousands.
Lucky you are just flat out today that you just have time to fit in going to pick him up.
Well, I think Lulu's dropping me to pick him up, isn't she? The sweet little angel. She agreed to something last night that she probably regrets today.
Well, as long as I make it to the doctor on time.
Well, okay, let's get you to the doctor.
Wait, Susie's got to, you know, check
up. I can overdub.
I'll drop you close as I can.
Thanks.
Is it at the Penrith RSL?
Yeah, I'll even buy you a nice cup of
cappuccino
and a nice slice of red velvet cake.
So yesterday, so sorry.
Sorry, you know John, Mike, the creepy character. I imagine Kevin.
Don't you bring?
I imagine
Kevin
John to look like Kevin Ferguson.
I don't. That
the big square rim glasses
and just old and g'day, Lou. No.
Kevin Ferguson's with is the sweetest angel in the world.
Yeah, he is, but I imagine aesthetically that's how he's aligned to what John would.
You know, he get the here's pack of races.
I think John's got like, you know those guys who don't like should be bald? They've kind of got like a few like wispy bits on their head and it's like stuck.
Yeah, you're dead right, actually.
That's how I imagine
him. Yeah, you're dead right.
So yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And obviously 10-day date lives in Melbourne.
Yep.
And he was texting me in the morning, you know, happy Valentine's Day, whatever. Got you something arriving today. So I was like, oh, cute. You know, I get home and there's this big bunch of flowers at the front of my door. So I was like, oh, you know, sent him a photo being like, thank you so much. They're so beautiful. Mwah, mwah.
Ugh.
All that. You know, can't wait to see you. Mwah,
ugh.
Mwah. Illy, all that kind of
ugh.
Stuff. And then, anyway, time passes. I go out, carry on with my day, come home. There's another bunch of flowers at the door.
What can I say?
Jack, you're too kind.
Wasn't me.
Well, then who
please
was
please continue,
it?
My
so then I go
angel.
To him, and then I open this one up, and it's got like it's flowers, and it's like, it comes with a vase, and it's like a personal joke on the vase, and it's like a cute card, and then it's a photo, like Vicky. A printed photo of us. No, so that one's from 10-day date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, what? So I had to text 10-day date and go, oh, fuck, sorry. Those ones weren't from you.
Oh, and he's gone, what the fuck?
What the fuck's going on?
Who else is?
So then in the first bunch of flowers, they came with these little like potato kind of like little mannequin kind of cute things. And I was like, ah, these are adorable. And I look closer at them. They've got little McDonald's hats on. So I think McDonald's sent me the first bunch of flowers.
What the fuck?
And then 10-day date ones obviously were from him because it's a photo of us and a cute card.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want me to read out?
You're getting...
Whose were better?
10-day dates.
Smart. Good answer. So you now have... You've got corporations flirting with you.
Mm. But imagine if I just didn't know where they came from, 10-day dates, like... Why have you got another bloke sending you flowers?
Well, exactly my thought. It's like, where the fuck have those come from, doll? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Knackers. So...
Take that up with a quarter pounder. Don't.
Well, I'm very close to making a quarter pounder joke.
Don't. You've made enough lowbrow jokes today. Keep it highbrow, please.
Sounds like McDonald's wants to quarter pound her. You know what I mean? Or someone at McDonald's social team wants to give her a pounder. Extra bacon. Extra... Hey, they want to give you their little sausage McMuffin. Okay.
You done? Yep, you are.
I think
time for Lulu Goes Surfing.
Hey, someone in
Willie,
McDonald's... Willie,
you've got to learn to wrap him up.
Someone in McDonald's social team thinks you're hotter than their apple pies.
All right, Judge, one more.
No.
It'd be like a bulldog eating a McFlurry. Hey, hold on. I gotta say,
no. We've already been talking for 850 hours.
That's what a podcast is, fuckstick.
Yeah, but a lot of shit today.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
That's the same as every podcast.
Sometimes we're very good.
I gotta. So, talking of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I did some boxing last night, big session with the boys, about an hour and a half. I was getting home late. Steph was tutoring. Got her a card in the morning. Not a big Valentine's Day guy. But I was like, you know, fuck.
I love cards.
She loves cards.
Same, so words. I have all my cards saved. I've got a big box full of saved cards.
But I always make mine stupid.
Yeah, well, some of mine are nice, some are stupid.
Yeah, mine are mostly dumb. So I got her a dumb little card. And then I got home and I'm like, yeah, no, you know what? She's fucking been grafting today. She's been working hard. I'm like, I'll duck down. I'll just get her some flowers. It's fucking down at Harris Farm. Go down to Harris Farm, get the flowers. And this bird that works at Harris Farm, Poppy, she's like in year 10 at school, but she works nights. Good attitude.
Love that.
Good kid.
Go, Poppy.
And she's a bedwetter, and her mate's a bedwetter, so she lives. She's like, hey, Judge, how you going? I said, good, how you going? Blah, 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 start yarning. And she's like, those for Lou? And I go, Poppy, I haven't got Steph anything for Valentine's Day. How do you think it would go down if I got Lou this huge bunch of fucking flowers?
You rock up today and Steph's like, hang on.
He's like, thanks, like post the story. Thanks, Josh, for the flowers too. And Steph's just sitting at home after 8 hours of tutoring at a computer going, huh? I was like, no, doll, these are not for Lou.
That's amazing.
Shout out to Poppy though at Harris Farm.
Hey, good on you for working hard, Poppy, as well. And yeah, I love
good,
Harris Farm.
Good attitude, kid.
Really good attitude.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. All right. Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome. First headline reads, Lil Jon releasing guided meditation album. Turned down for what?
What the fuck?
Turned down for what meditation?
Yeah. Go to sleep. Yeah.
Get in your trance.
Go to the windows. Get. Go to the windows. Close the blinds. Close the blinds. Now put the head up on your pillow. Now lay there, close your eyes. Now sleep, 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 motherfucker. Now sleep, 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 goddamn, goddamn. Now sleep, 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 motherfucker. Now sleep, 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 goddamn, goddamn. Make some tea, make some tea. Make it green, motherfucker, make it green. Now drink on that green tea. Now sip on them green leaves. Now sip, 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 motherfucker. Now sip, 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 goddamn, goddamn. And you just lying there like this. Holy fuck.
I've pissed myself.
I have never wanted to go to a club so much in my life. Lil Jon, this has had the opposite effect.
Don't. I literally just peed a little. Holy fuck. Oh, we've got to do it. Can we do one together?
We have to.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
We're told Lil Jon's 10-track program is scheduled to drop February 16th. And what would you know? It's the 15th today.
So it comes out tomorrow.
That's what we're doing tomorrow.
Let's get Lil Jon's sleep meditation.
It's a fitness and well-being priority of his. And he's decided to record a meditation album. Tomorrow we're doing the Lil Jon meditation. Willie, write that down because Jarch and I have very poor memory. That, I'm going to say that's the funniest thing you've ever done.
Is it? Oh, thanks, Lou.
No, that's cut it, because we don't want you to be too funny.
Right. Yeah.
So cut that, Willie.
Cut that, Willie.
Make sure you get rid of that.
Yeah, no, did it.
Yeah, thanks. Seriously, I peed a little. Okay. Like I that was that's the video. That's the video.
We're doing a minute.
you're a good kid, Ken.
You're a hell of a kid. That's now it. I just want to do more Lil Jon sleep meditations.
Fuck me. That when you started doing the green tea. Oh. Oh my god.
So dumb. What the fuck, Lil? That's like the opposite of what
people like that try to pivot into something else.
Yeah,
it's
correct.
It's my favourite career path turn.
It's like when you pivoted from doing comedy skits and stuff into like being like an influencer and doing like lifestyle vlogs.
Judge, my lifestyle vlogs consist of me eating hot cross buns or eating things hungover. So I'm pretty happy with it, champion.
I didn't know you'd nickname TDD things. God, that joke just has legs, doesn't it? You can just put anything. The nickname joke works for anything. You'd be like,
"You're doth a very clever, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're doth a very clever senorita, aren't you?"
Oh, I am. I was licking an ice cream this morning. Oh, I didn't realise you'd nicknamed your miso ice cream.
You've had a myriad of jokes today, and Aristotle and I are very proud of it.
What would Plato feel about that?
Plato would be eaten by 8-year-old Lou, because I used to eat it.
A full Plato.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I did.
Eat your Aristotles.
Stalker who sent 159,000 messages to man she met on millionaire dating site.
In what time frame?
It was over 3 months.
It 3 months. Let's do the maths here, which we will inevitably get wrong. So 159,000, 159,300 divided by 90.
Oh, so a day, yeah.
1,766 messages a day.
Yeah.
Let's do that by hour.
Does it say anything about the substance of the messages, or is she one of those people who just sends a word per message?
Yeah, correct. That's 73 messages an hour. So it's over 1 a minute.
It's doable.
But that's 1 a minute sometimes, every day, all day. That's every day, all day.
Sometimes 10-day date will be at work, and I'm flat out, obviously, and I'll send like 11 messages in a row for him to come back like 2 hours later after a hard day of owning a business.
No, but that's your wheelhouse, kids. That's in your wheelhouse.
Some of the messages she sent was, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
Sorry? Oh, she's proper fucking cooked.
Yeah. We shouldn't be laughing about this. Well, not that we're laughing. We're saying it's fucked.
Oh, fuck
her. He was out of the country and the police found her taking a bath.
Where? Where, buddy?
I think in his house.
Fuck me.
She's going to prison.
Yeah.
Which we're happy about. We're very happy with that, aren't we? Because she's a stalker. She's more than a stalker. But
this
one
guy,
thing I
this
will
guy
say,
must have a golden cock.
No,
he must have the sharp like that's been crafted from the spear of
Jack.
Zeus.
Enough today.
Too much.
Too much.
I've gone too far.
Too far.
But didn't my Lil Jon impression get bringing me back a bit?
It's the only reason I'm allowing it today, because it was that good.
He's got a Mjolnir cock.
No.
The hammer of Thor.
No. One more Lulu goes surfing.
He hammered her. Hold on. One more. He hammered her Thor, as in lisp with the word sore.
King Dong.
Don't, Willie, join in. Toddler, shut up in the back. Toddler just goes, sorry, mummy.
Sorry, mummy.
Okay, last one, and then we're playing categories.
Oh, whoa, okay, yep.
Okay, this headline reads, monkey trapped by Yorkshire pudding settling back into life at Highland Wild Park.
Yorkshire pudding.
Oh.
Now go again.
So the monkey escaped.
Wait, say that.
The monkey escaped from the zoo for 5 days, and he was lured back in on Thursday from some Yorkshire pudding. to the zoo. So he was lured in by, I would be lured in if I was 8-year-old Lou.
That's why they call it lured in.
Yeah.
They get sweet treats and they lure you in.
Good on him for being out and about for 5 days. It's a long time for a monkey to be on his own.
So hold on, he escaped from the Yorkshire Zoo.
And he consumed quite a lot of peanuts. Wish I didn't say that, don't.
I'll be good. And then they lured him back in with Yorkshire pudding. What is Yorkshire pudding?
I think it's like a, almost like a bread kind of, yeah, a bread kind
it's like
of
a,
dessert.
It's like a bread to pastry kind of thing.
I think it's got.
No, so it's not sweet.
Yes.
No, well, you can make it sweet, but I think it's got custard on roast. Top. It usually goes with a roast.
Oh, I thought it had custard on.
Well, I'm getting told very different things from two people.
I thought it had
custard
on top. Reminds me of this dish my nonny used to
make. Are you thinking of a Portuguese tart?
No, my nonny used to
make
this. Don't
speak about a Portuguese auntie like that.
My nonny used to make this thing. Sounds fucking gross, but she'd make fresh bread and then she'd put it in like milky, like Milo water. Sounds fucked.
That sounds disgraceful.
It was so good.
It sounds like it sounds.
Oh, so now you're talking about Nonna's dead in an ill way.
She was ill. That's why she's dead.
I caught up with my cousin Lucy. It's her. So she's my cousin, and so that would be her great auntie?
Yeah, granty.
Yeah. And I told her how we said, like, Nonna's dead on the podcast. She was like, are you fucked?
Yes.
She's like, if the Italians knew you were saying that, I was like, yeah.
What did Tidy think about it? If you were with Lucy, weren't you with Tidy as well?
Who's Tidy?
Oh, that's a Yorkshire.
Oh, yes, it is, with like a roast lamb. At the Penrith RSL. No, who's Tidy?
Tidy.
Oh, that is pathetic.
Yeah, it's very bad. But it's just.
It's not. I'm not even going to congratulate. The only reason I'm still here is from Little John.
Little John's stuck. It's holding me over.
Let's play categories. Okay, turn down for what?
G.
G. G's good.
All right. And go. Two. One.
Done.
Pens down.
Pens down. That was a bit tough.
That was very, very tough.
Okay.
Lucky my brain's so creative.
Let's see. For fuck's sake. Let's see what we got.
All right. So, things with tails.
Goats.
Yep. A gibbon.
What's a gibbon?
An animal.
Type of monkey, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It? Something you're afraid of.
Gongs.
I said ghosts and then changed it to ghouls because I thought you'd say ghosts.
You know, gong.
Why are you scared of gongs?
It's just loud and abrupt.
Yep, that's fair. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Loud and abrupt.
Languages.
Guatemalan.
German.
Great.
Thank you.
Is Guatemalan a language?
I don't know. I was just thinking it's Guatemalan.
Let's
language.
Have a look at that. Because I just said that.
Guatemala.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks so much for the clarification. Not adding anything.
So they speak Spanish in Guatemala. So
yeah, I fucked that.
Knew that. Knew that's
just
happening in Guatemala.
Had to tell us that she knew that Guatemala was a place. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Things with stripes.
Golf balls.
Gazelle.
Don't know if gazelles have stripes, kid.
They do.
And are you confident on that? Because I can see that smirk.
The gazelles
on
your face. In Guatemala have stripes.
Gazelles don't.
They're
have
like
stripes.
A zebra.
No, they're fucking not, you idiot.
They have a black. I guess you could call that a stripe.
Yeah, that's a fucking stripe. Yeah. It's a pass.
Damn it! I stand corrected.
And to be honest, Lou, there's a brand of shoe.
Adidas gazelles.
Adidas gazelles.
Do you know something
with
funny?
Three stripes.
My answer said gazelle Adidas, and then I crossed it out and just put gazelle. See, champions wearing them.
I stand purely corrected.
I'm literally wearing them. Isn't that funny? Isn't that a sign?
It is. You might win this round.
Fictional yep. characters.
Geralt from The Witcher. Do you think The Witcher's real? What did you
Yeah, I know what's that saying. I wrote Goop Daddy, which is Augustus Goop's dad.
No.
Yes.
That's not his name.
Well, he
Goop
is.
Goop Daddy.
He is Augustus Goop's dad.
Is his name Goop Daddy?
Yep.
Is that what his wife calls him?
Yep.
Is that his fictional name in what's all... What's
Willy Wonka.
No, Lou.
It's Augustus Gloop's dad.
No, buddy. You don't get Goop Daddy.
Yeah, no, I can't give you that one. Sorry.
He's though. Not Goop Daddy, by the way. It's good. I'm happy with it. You're a hell of a kid.
Kid.
Yeah.
Reasons to procrastinate.
Golf.
Got COVID.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not got COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is the reason to... Not no, but got.
You got COVID.
No.
No, but Josh,
got COVID is not...
What was you... You got COVID.
Why?
Hey, I can't...
Well, no.
Hey, I can't do my homework. No. Got COVID.
No.
You don't go, can't do my homework.
What is the
COVID.
Thing? What is the... Yes, you do. Why can't you do your homework, mate? COVID.
Got COVID.
Not got COVID.
Got COVID.
You have COVID.
But you got COVID.
Cross that out.
Gastro would have been more.
Yeah, much better.
You guys are just...
Much better.
Sexist.
You got a bit of snot.
Items that come in the mail.
Gems.
I missed this.
Gems.
Just like the gems you're collecting of all the beer brands you're doing?
It's very good.
Wrecked.
Yeah, she's getting up me.
Shit.
She's getting up me.
Historical figures.
Geronimo.
Jemima the Eighth.
Doesn't Jemima start with a J?
No. Not the Jemima I know.
Who's Jemima the Eighth? You shouldn't have gone with a number. You should have just gone with Jemima. But Jemima starts with a J. What am I saying?
No, Jemima can start with a G.
Can it?
It was around the same time as King Lear. Shakespeare.
Jemima Goldsmith is spelt with a J.
Jemima is spelled
Jemima
with a J.
Jemima the Eighth was around the same time as King
Who
Lear.
Who was Jemima the Eighth?
The same time as King Lear.
No, not the same time. Who was she?
She was King Lear's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Who then became the realm of princesses.
What was she the
princesses.
Eighth of? She became the realm of the princesses. You might be having a stroke.
So that's a no to Jemima
yeah,
the
Eighth? Yeah, sorry, it's no for me, dog.
The Eighth, that starts with a G,
right.
Was the sister-in-law of King Lear.
Next.
Who then became the realm of the princesses. Can we get that on a T-shirt, buddy?
Good merch. Good idea, merch, kid.
That's good, kid. Things that grow.
Grass.
Gerbils.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwiches.
I didn't get one.
Grape and cheese.
Franco
loved
grape and cheese.
You can't argue
you
that.
Can't
you can put anything in a
sandwich. Franco would love a grape and cheese.
No, he wouldn't, but you
he
can't
would,
argue
you know
with
he
that.
Fucking would. That put, that, yeah, I true. Can't say that cunt. So sorry, Franco. Puts mung beans in his bloody...
It's mate, a good singer too.
Found in an attic.
Grandfather clock.
Ganja. People were passionate to the ganja.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Dangerous occupations.
I didn't get it. I ran out of time.
Germ hunter. Tick.
You could have just put an AN on the end. No, cross that out.
No.
You could have put an AN.
Game hunter.
Or, yeah, game hunter.
German
or
hunter.
A German hunter back in the war. That would have been a dangerous occupation. You've gone with... Now, run us through, just as a trio in this studio, would you run Tobbs, Willie and me through? I'll give you time to think. What a germ hunter is.
So it's like those people who have a phobia of germs. So the germ hunter comes into their house and like exterminates all the germs. It's almost like a sage, like witchy poo hippie kind of thing, but they come in and do it with all the germs.
Can I get a reading on this? What happens if you've accidentally named something that it actually is a thing? Do you get a point?
Yes.
Then Germ Hunter is a book that you can buy on Amazon.
No.
Louis Pasteur.
Because the thing is dangerous occupation. If it
so
was
you can't
get that.
Exactly. So.
Sorry,
thank
kid.
You, Willie. I see you trying to help me out here.
Somebody's got to help you out, Lou.
By cheating?
Okay, so I
crossed that out.
I did. Look, see?
So you didn't, is what you're trying to say. Is what you're trying to say.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
9. Ooh. Now, should we do some hotline?
Yep.
Well, come on. All right, Lulu.
Yep.
Give us a little jingle for the hotline.
Hot, hot, hot. It's hot. Ow, it burns. It's the line.
It's good. I'm very happy with that. What's the date today, 15th?
Well, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Mr. Jingle Jongles in your chicken gardens.
Chickle the pickle the congle.
Jingle but jangle, tongle but dongles.
Okay, this one seems good.
Hi, I'm a new bedwetter and I am fucking confused.
Okay.
Is his name Judge? Is it Jake? Who is Lou? And did you actually work on fucking breakfast radio? I am so fucking confused.
That is such a great point.
If you just jumped in at probably like episode 86, you'd go, what the fuck are these two talking about?
Correct. Let's give them a brief synopsis.
Yes. A plot. No synopsis.
Okay. Number one, Are Lou and I a couple, siblings or friends? Rule three. Number two, my name is Jake Jarch Jack Archibald.
Yep.
Her name is Loopy Lou.
Yep.
By
law. On my birth certificate.
On her birth certificate.
And I did work in breakfast radio, but I'm not sure I've ever mentioned that.
She's never mentioned
that. Did you know that, Willard?
Did you?
Did you know I worked at breakfast radio?
When?
Yeah. No, none of us knew that. So that's news to us as well, Dale, from the caller.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it. It'll take ages, but I've been doing it for years. Probably 8 years I did it.
There you go. Okay. So that's new. Bedwetters. That's because we've never wet the bed.
Not once.
So it's we frown upon it. It's irony.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's frankly just gross.
Aristotle would be so disappointed.
Fucking hell, if you say Aristotle one more.
A myriad of bedwetters here.
We want to tell the bedwetters how you spelled myriad?
Yep. Got it up? Someone get the WhatsApp.
She texted Will and was like, maybe we should do the myriad video. And she spelled it M-E-R-E-I-A-D. M-E-R?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
Reminded me of marinade.
I went, hey, buddy.
And you know what marinade reminded me of? Mummy wants chicken kebabs for dinner.
It's good stuff.
Little skewers.
It's good stuff.
I haven't had much of an appetite the last 3 days.
Yeah, so if you want the spelling, it was M-E-R-I-A-D-E.
Sorry?
M-E-R-I-A-D-E.
She put an A at the end. Marinade.
Feels right to me.
Marriade.
It feels very right.
That sounds like something you'd spread on bread.
Mm, can I have the Marriade spread, please?
No, I'll have the Marriade, actually, with butter. All right. Yeah, so it
sounds
listen.
Like a quince paste or something.
How good's quince paste?
I love quince paste with some camembert.
And some jalapenos on top of it. Now.
With a nice glass of Pinot Noir.
Rogie on the Pinot Noir. I'm going to fucking... just say to you, if you start late in this podcast, yes, it will be moderately it'll be.
I'll go
be
back
some
to the
things,
start.
There'll be some things that will confuse you, and we'll continue to.
Hey fellas, this one's for the big dog LDD. Sorry, I'm on bloody loud.
That sounds great to me.
Sounds fucked.
I've just visited a country that is way better than Australia because it's got like green grass. Like they filmed some movie with some guy called Samwise Gyasi.
Good kid.
Or something. But anyway, a lot of bones. They had these ice creams that were an absolute fucking rip-off street paddle pop.
Yeah.
The tip top.
Yep.
The fuck is that? You try to say New Zealand's better than Australia. They got tip top ice cream.
Tip top.
Your brain.
That's what it's called. It's like how you guys have your standard, if you're going to the supermarket, you're just getting your standard tub. What's that for you? Streets.
Or it'd be maybe a streets or a buller.
Well, in New Zealand, it's called tip top. They do tip-top bread. You got tip-top ice cream.
So what was his bone to pick?
That's a rip-off of the paddle pop. But no, every country just has their own paddle pop. You know? You know what I'm saying, kid? you hear the myriad coming out of my mouth, kid?
Shout out to Joffic because we used to do, and we still do, every time we see each other when he comes back from overseas. Joff and I used to work with each other.
Where did you work?
We actually worked in radio.
Oh, my God. Jingle jungles.
Yeah, mate. And then we worked in outdoor.
Oh,
together.
My.
Yeah, selling billboards.
Wow.
No, I'm not joking.
God, you're good.
And it would get to such a ridiculous point. Like, we'd get in the morning. You go, here you go, kid. I go, you're a hell of a kid, kid. He goes, we're going for lunch, kid. You bet your bottom dollar, kid. You're a kid, kiddity, kid, kid. You're a child, kid.
I love Joffic.
That, but doesn't actually, it feel right saying that shit to people? How you going, kid?
He hasn't DM'd me in probably 6 months and I just get a DM from him on Saturday night going, we get it, you've got a boyfriend.
That's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
That's unreal from Joff.
When's he back? I'd love to get drunk with him.
Mate, he's back, I think, around April 12th.
Great, because I'm not going to be boozing much till then. Is that after the fight or before?
That's pre-fight.
Ooh.
I know, it's
danger
tough.
Zone for you.
It's real danger zone stuff.
Danger zone. What's that song? The highway to the
Kenny Loggins.
Danger zone.
Fucking banger.
And I'll take you right into
that hit me in the headphones. Sorry, bud.
All right, another hotline.
Yep.
Hello, Senorita.
Hello, Senorita.
I wanted to hop on here. I was recently listening to one of the podcasts where Jarchi was talking about falling asleep to podcasts, and I do the exact same thing, but I haven't done it with your podcast. So I thought I'd give it a go the other night, but that is the first and last time I fucking do it, because you guys were literally in my dreams. I'm not even kidding. I had not one, but two dreams about you lot. So
that's scary.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that again. So I don't really want you lot in my dreams. A bit weird. Anyway, keep pissing.
Not dreams.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
That's nightmares.
Yeah. There's a distinct difference.
We would be people's sleep paralysis demons.
I've thought about that.
People keep tagging me in the scary video of this sleep paralysis demon coming through a bedroom door.
Fuck, I love
And now
demons.
I can't sleep. It's literally you two. It's you, Willie, and you. And they're not coming through my door with Rolexes on and finance bro suits anymore.
It's not.
They're probably still in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. During the months of like fucking June through to August, Lou's sleep paralysis demon is just not there anymore.
It's just Europe.
It's travelling Europe.
Après ski.
Yeah, correct. Sorry, the demons are flat out at Mykonos.
He's just at Scorpio's having the time of his life.
Oh, that's good gear. That'll keep a man young. Rightio.
I'm listening to episode 128, and Louisa, shut the fuck up and let Jarchi fucking speak.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm on speakerphone, so you can get the fuck.
That's, you know, that what? Resonates with me.
I know what this will be. It's when you tell us a good yarn, I like to jump in with minor details.
No shit.
Like, you'll be saying, and it was, you know, June last year, and I go, and what was the temperature?
Yeah, correct. Or you go, oh, I've been in a June before.
I'm so sorry. I'm just interested about your life.
So interested that you then make the story about your life.
That is not true. I'm asking questions to help you along with the storytelling because Dothith's not as good at storytelling as LDD, the big dog LDD over here.
It's a tremendous... You've now incorporated the sniff.
I just realised I just did the sniff.
You've done it three times.
Have I?
Through this podcast.
I'm literally a parrot.
You are.
Like, you do something and I go...
Yeah, kid, sniff,
shit.
Senorita, doth, aren't
you? I started doth. Oh, you said doth once, and then I started it.
Oh, you said once.
I started it as to be something.
You are. Well, you're my little pet parrot, aren't you?
I am your little myriad of parrots.
Okay, buddy, we've got to teach you some more words. What's a fun word we can teach her?
Fun. Like it's kindergarten. What's a fun word for Lou?
Okay, do you know what anthropomorphism is?
Of course.
Run me through it.
It's a.
You got it. What is anthropomorphism?
It's those little axolotls that walk on the floor.
Okay. No, it's not. One more try.
It's the 19th hundredth art.
Do you mean the 1900th artwork to ever have been made?
Yep.
Right. Well, that's scarily wrong. It's when you like designate human characteristics onto animals. It's called anthropomorphism. So if you see a Disney movie and the animals are talking, they're anthropomorphic.
Right.
So have you got it?
Anthropomorphic.
Bring it into the next podcast.
Hello, welcome to the anthropomorphic podcast.
That's good. Okay, she's
insatiable. Might be an easier one.
Let's
not treat me like I'm a fucking dumbass. There's no need for silence when I say that.
Sorry.
What about thank you?
Something that she's never said. Do you know I've taught Lou?
No, you're being very mean.
We love you.
When am I off to Europe? I've had enough.
I came to a realization yesterday, didn't we?
Aren't you?
That you're the little driver that Jarchi hates, aren't you? Because every time you merge in, you don't
I
wave.
I do wave. You've caught me off guard once, Chief.
Dude. I had to wave
hey,
for you.
Champion.
I love you. I had to wave for you this morning, and then you did a wave after I waved.
Nah, yeah, I won't allow that because I'm a waver. It was a one-off
Well,
Chief.
It's been two in 2 days.
Hey,
so it's starting
stop
to,
being
it's,
insatiable and say thank you.
And anthropomorphic.
And anthropomorphic.
I do look like a sloth.
Yes, we've always said that.
Okay, so should we get you another
yes,
voicemail?
Please, because Mummy's got to go to the doctor.
All right, come on, let's get you a voicemail. Here we go.
Oi, you fucking dog. Cunt. Chachi, love ya. Lou, shut the fuck up.
No.
My new mate just got engaged.
Normal.
His name's Brendan Seacombe. I was wondering if you guys can wish him a happy engagement. He's a runner. He's a top bloke. And, yeah, so keep pissing, you filthy cunt. Bye.
Okay. Well, Brendan, happy engagement. And I hope
what was
you,
his name?
Hope you succumb to the beautiful wedding you're going to have.
And also, when you consummate, I hope you see cum.
Have a great engagement. This is the most filthiest podcast we've ever done. Burmo's just arrived. You're technically HR. I think this entire thing should be cut.
Your face just there.
Well, give me one more and it better not be a naughty one.
Okay.
He talked about how he thinks all men who are bald with clit ticklers like to go down like a dog in custard. There's nothing highbrow about this episode. At all. Like, Willie, I'll be listening back and there'll be a bit of cutting from my end.
There won't be cutting custard, let me tell you.
Oh, my.
Well, this is fun, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
And then you guys told me I'm a dumbass and had to teach me words. Which is very mean.
Well, I think that's fair enough.
I don't. You've seen me in business meetings.
I have.
It's good.
Wow. It's good.
Say something nice.
Wait, what did we say? Remember we had that business meeting?
This is
and what did you say?
We had a business meeting with our management. So we're with Fordham Company. And Nick said something like, bona fide. And you and I both just looked at each other and went.
Like children.
Like literally looked over and both of us were like.
Like fucking children. Yeah, correct.
And the best part was we had a really serious meeting with like some like big casting people. For not even joking, 13 minutes we were serious, or maybe 23 in this meeting. Then we drove home. The entire car ride was us being like,
oh, dude.
I'm a kinesiologist.
It's fucking.
I'm a panda.
It's fucking.
We were like, oh, finally we can be ourselves again.
That takes so much out of us. Just being like,
I felt drained.
Yeah, being
for
like
nodding my head for 23 minutes
and asking questions, and you know, genuinely interested to see like what you know we could yeah. do and how's it all going and blah blah blah. But it's just when you get to the end of it, you're like, okay,
now we're back to normal.
Give me your arm.
Okay. Give me a bite.
All right, last one.
G'day, Judge. G'day, Lou. You stinky fuck.
That's been very mean to me.
Stinky Lou, she stinks up all the land.
Good voice.
Can't believe she has hard launched with a man.
Oh.
Can he not smell good old Stinky Lou? Can't believe that he goes near her because she's Stinky Lou. Keep kissing you, fuck.
Beautiful.
She's
voice.
Got a good voice.
That was a great voice.
Right, we're making a public service announcement. No more Stinky Lou.
You can't do that. People
judge,
will do the opposite.
And you're allowed to do Snotty Lou.
I think people are going to rebel, buddy. That's the way this works.
Well, I'd like next podcast everyone to say a few nice things because everyone's been a bit mean to Lulu today.
Oi, everyone stop. Stop calling me so hot. Stop doing that. Don't call me hot and funny and cool. Don't. You dare. It fucking upsets me and I'm sick of it. So,
see how that works. All right.
Hey, love
I'm just
the lot of
you. Drive Alfonso home in tears.
Buddy, you've had a you're really cool, aren't you?
No.
Now, how cool are you in double denim?
Do you want me to blow your nose again?
Yes, please.
Oh, God.
Willie blew my nose. That was actually very fun.
Yeah.
But that'll make a great video.
Correct him on
anything for content. Content's king.
It's not tent. All right, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Keep pissing.
Keep pissing.
Bedwetters for life.
Bedwetters for life. Ciao, ciao. And have a myriad of thank you insatiable days.
And happy Merry Christmas.
Yes, and have the best Easter you could possibly have.
Happy Hanukkah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.